our chairman over to a meeting with Representative Dannegan, who had expressed some concerns regarding public transportation and the location of healthcare facilities. You may see a letter from her requesting that that public transportation be a consideration when standards come up for review. It was a good meeting with her. She's very interested in the process and very supportive of the Certificate of Need Commission. So we also have some meetings scheduled, some informational meetings scheduled with other Senate and House health policy members, with at least the chair and the vice chair, or at least one of them, and the department will attend those as well. Our legislative office was setting those up. So that is that piece of my legislative update. I'd also like to say, on behalf of the department, congratulations to the recently reappointed members whose appointments became effective without a hearing.
Thank you.
You are welcome. I'm actually going to recognize you by name. Adam Miller, Brad Corey, Mark Kashishian, and Michael Sandler. So thank you to you guys for your continued service. We at the department appreciate that. And we look forward to working with you for the foreseeable future, of course. And I would say that I do think that we did have a time when we were getting hearings on these appointments, and I think that our outreach efforts by you to the legislature and in that matter on the public's discussing with the legislature the importance of the Certificate of Need Commission has probably helped us with their support. So thank you to all of you who've done that. That is my legislative update.
Okay, thank you. I know that Ed and myself both felt that these meetings have been critically important, and particularly now to do it again mm-hmm. with the new leaders.
Yep.
And we appreciate the facilitation because it's a lot of work with our schedules to get them all down with those legislators, so much appreciated. Compliance report, Nick.
I'm going to make this pretty quick. Our program, our program staff reported that they followed up on 736